Hello, my name is Jenna, and welcome back to Psyche. Unfortunately, Terrence will no longer be joining us on the podcast, and as such, the structure has changed slightly. Until I find another co-host, I will be bringing friends on as guests, and as always, every other episode will be mental health focused, while the others will primarily be on books, movies, shows, games, and more. If the episode contains sensitive topics or spoilers, I will put TW for trigger warning or SP for spoilers in the description with a brief summary of the topics discussed in that episode. It should be noted that my guests and I are not mental health professionals and that you should not think of us as such. If you are struggling in any way, please contact a mental health professional. Hello!
Howdy!
Welcome back. Today I have Hope again.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
I hope you all enjoyed our episode about the lighthouse.
Was it really about the lighthouse? Or
it was more about mermaids and vampires, yeah, but that's okay. So yeah, today we're going to be talking about Emily in Paris.
And you know, it's about a girl named Emily.
And she goes to Paris.
She is in Paris, in fact.
yeah, and it's
there's a lot of interesting things about it.
Yes. There's a lot of different aspects of it that are very problematic.
Yeah. And real quick, before we get into that, of, like, how problematic it is, because this is, like, a lighter topic that, like, is gonna feel wrong to bring up later on.
Okay. Go for it.
Why does she dress so terribly? All her clothes are ugly.
Okay, the thing that confused me, she was running, but she had, like, a lace white top on.
I know!
And I was like, no one wears that? Why are you running in, like, a nice shirt?
Yeah, that's... Also, I get, like, a lot of the stuff that she was wearing was, like, designer, I think. I'm like, how do you afford that? You are...
Yeah.
I remember seeing a tweet, and it was like, Lily Collins said that she thought her character was in her 20s. I'm like, what 20-year-old, or, like, in mid-20-year-old do you think can afford, like... Chanel and shit.
No, like, it just doesn't happen.
Also, everything they make is ugly. That's my hot take.
Oh, okay.
Designer clothes are ugly.
Real hot take.
Yeah.
I mean, they all kind of look the same to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's okay.
That was a side note. I needed to get that off my chest before.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Emily in Paris. Literally, if you don't know the plot... Literally just...
There's a girl named Emily.
It's like The Devil Wears Prada.
But make it bad, because I actually like The Devil Wears
Yeah,
Prada.
But make it super problematic.
Yeah.
And French, kind of.
Yeah.
Potentially French.
But like kind... Yeah.
We don't actually... So Hope and I don't know anything about French culture.
Literally
And
nothing.
So this is one of the things that's slightly problematic about it, is that, like, they portray French people really horribly.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, don't you know anything about the French? They're so mean. I'm like, but I'm sure, like, there's a French audience who's watching this, and they'll be like, no, we're actually pretty nice. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's... It just doesn't portray them in the best light, and so, yeah. Like... That being our first impression of French culture, mm-hmm. That's not good.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, you know, there are good things about the show.
Yeah, there
it's
are.
Not all
it,
bad.
It is, like, the scenery is very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's because it's in Paris. But.
Right. Yeah, and I'm going to be honest, watching it, I was like, damn, I kind of want to go to Paris. It's like, I'm a fan of the architecture style that they've got going on. Renaissance, Baroque. Well, not Renaissance, Baroque period kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
Yeah.
That was in Beauty and the Beast. Different story. Different topic. Sorry.
Anyways. So, there's just a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
I mean, there are good things about it, like I said. I think it's kind of like, it's weird because I saw a meme about Emily from Devil Wears Prada,
mm-hmm.
And it's like she finally got to go to Paris.
Oh my god.
But
I feel like she would appreciate French culture more.
Yeah, but so there are good things about it where it's like, you know, figuring out how to exist through your culture shock.
Yeah.
But
the way that, here's the thing, I love Lily Collins.
Me too.
I think she's a great actress, but like, I just... And you know what? I guess in her defense, like, she did a good job with the character, as in she was insufferable, and I couldn't fucking stand her. But, like, so, like...
Same, yeah.
So, like, she did a good job of portraying that. I don't know if that was, like, her character choice, or if that, like, it was supposed to happen that way, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was really annoying and terrible. And
so Lily Collins, 10 out of 10 actress.
Oh my god, I love Lily Collins so
she's
much.
She's so good. She's so pretty.
She's in my favorite romantic comedy, Love, Rosie. It is the best.
I was thinking Mirror, Mirror.
Oh.
Oh, so good.
Speaking of which, Army, this is a side note completely, Armie Hammer is in that, and I don't know if you've heard about Armie Hammer.
Which character does he play?
He's the prince.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had to look him up because I was seeing all the, like, the tweets about Armie Hammer. I was like, who the fuck is Armie Hammer? I was like, oh, he was in Mirror, Mirror.
So Lily Collins has kissed that man.
She has kissed a cannibal.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Poor
Lily Collins.
Yeah, Lily Collins is a great actress.
Yeah.
She does a really good job at portraying a really horrible person.
Yeah. She... I completely forgot where I was going with that original point. Like, how did I start that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
But yeah, so basically, her boss is supposed to go to Paris and work at this... marketing, like the marketing firm in France.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like their branch in France or I don't know what.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it doesn't explain that completely, which is one thing that they should have explained. And then the boss, it ends up she's like pregnant, mm-hmm. and so she sends Emily, and they basically tell Emily like, oh, if you do this, you'll get a promotion here, because they just needed someone to go do it.
Right. And the thing that bugs me, though, is, like, it was just, like, handed over to her. Like, she doesn't speak any French.
She doesn't speak any French. She doesn't have any qualifications.
Yeah, it's, like, it's... The marketing firm is for luxury brands, whereas she was in pharmaceuticals, like, marketing.
Yeah, no, it's...
So I was, like,
There's no reason why she should have been there.
Yeah.
And, like, they kind of portrayed the, like... French boss as like the bad guy for not wanting her there,
right.
But I'm like, if you look at the situation, it's perfectly understandable.
Yeah, she was expecting somebody who, one, could speak the language and was qualified in that field.
Yeah,
like
it's that whole, so there's the whole stereotype of Americans just kind of being like large and in charge and just barging into other countries and being like, hey, speak my language, and
yeah,
like,
which is pretty true, let's be real.
Yeah. And that
an
is
accurate stereotype.
Yeah. And
they really said, let's go full out with that.
Yeah, they really said, let's make this look like a good thing for this TV show.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I don't speak the language, but that's okay.
And then she pulls out her fucking, like, Google Translate phone.
Yeah.
And like,
it's damn, I would not I would not want somebody having a robot speak to me. I'd be like,
yeah.
You really came here and didn't learn the fucking language? Like,
yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like...
And, like, as Americans, like, we literally just go around expecting everyone to know English. Literally the hardest language. It's such a Frankenstein language where, like, we just took everything and smushed it together.
Yeah, versus, like, the Romance languages.
Yeah.
They're relatively easy, and they're all similar because, like, they all stemmed from Latin.
Yeah, like, I started taking Latin this past year, and I was like, wow, I feel like I understand a lot of other, like, languages. Now.
Versus...
Like, sort of, because it's, like, a lot of the words stem from those.
Yeah.
Like...
As opposed to English, where it's Germanic, but it also takes a lot of influence from Latin.
Yeah.
So it's just a fucking confusing language.
Yeah. We literally said, let's smush everything together.
Yeah.
Who cares about the consequences of that?
And then we're like, but everyone else has to learn this confusing language.
So this is really hard. Do it.
And you know, I have friends who live in Italy. They're high school, or they were high school students, now some of them are in university, but they all studied like four different languages, or could speak at least three, and it's like, okay, we learned Spanish in eighth grade and I can count to 10.
Yeah,
cool.
I was gonna say, I remember at well, like, my school was kind of weird. We did, like, we had our elementary school till fourth grade, then we had, like, a central intermediate school for fifth and sixth grade, then we had middle school, seventh and eighth, and in fifth grade, we started learning Mandarin. So we did that for 3 years, I think, because we did that fifth, sixth, and then seventh grade.
That's impressive.
And then eighth grade, it was cool, but I feel like I just learned the same thing over and over again each year, like, very basic, like, here's the alphabet, numbers, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, for my school, the problem was that we couldn't keep a Spanish teacher for more than 2 years or so, and so, like, almost every single year, we had a different Spanish teacher who would come in and just assume that we didn't know anything, and it's like, I learned this on Dora. Shut the fuck up. I genuinely learned more from Dora than I did from my Spanish teachers.
I just remember one of the teachers came in and she was like translating our names into Mandarin and like giving us different names. And she was like, "Oh, your name's Hope? How poo?" And I was like, my friend was like, "How poo?" And I was like, "Shut up."
I mean, it's actually really interesting. We're going to go into a little bit of American education right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a whole other topic that's not Emily in Paris.
That is something to unpack right there.
Yeah, but basically, in terms of language and, like, learning different languages, it's very much just memorize this shit, spit it out onto a piece of paper, and if you do it correctly, the teacher gives you points. But I had a really good teacher in high school. She was my Italian teacher. I absolutely adore her. She's one of the best people I've ever met, and she's a phenomenal teacher because she knows that, like, we're not going to get the grammar and everything completely correct, and so she just wants it, like, she just wanted us to get our point across, to make sure that we could communicate something, and that's what it's actually about.
Right.
Yeah, and so, like, Rosetta Stone and everything, it's kind of like, that's how we all learn languages, but it's, you really just have to be able to communicate what you want to communicate instead of,
and even if you uno, do it in, like,
dos, tres.
Yeah, and even if you do it in, like, the most basic, like, you're speaking, like, a child would kind of way.
Yeah.
Who cares? You are getting your point across. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not going to judge somebody if they have broken English because it's a fucking hard language. And if I can at least get the what you're trying to say, then I'm like, all right, cool.
Like, yeah, and, like, obviously, you know, every culture or every language has specific, I guess, etiquette.
Yeah.
So, like, I know in Italian, the word for I want is voglio, but if you go into a restaurant and the waitress comes up to you and you say voglio a pizza, they'll be like, that's fucking rude, because you have to say vorrei, which is really, like, so there's all kinds of stuff like that. And so the only reason I ever learned that is because I had a really fucking good teacher who had, like, her master's, she's fluent in Italian, like, just crazy good. And so I think if there was more emphasis on that, then we would have this problem a lot less.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I feel like if language was more required in schools, because I know a lot of, like, the only reason I took Spanish for 3 years in high school was because I wanted to get the honors degree, or honors degree, or diploma.
Diploma.
That's what I was thinking of.
I was like, degree? Degree. Wow.
No, honors diploma. And, so that's why I took 3 years of Spanish. And it's like, that's the thing. I barely remember any of it. I wish they started it at a younger age. And I even, like, did a paper on this for class where it's like, one, it, like, kids who learn languages also do better in other areas of school. So, like, there's that whole thing. But, like, yeah, I barely remember it. I just remember that there's, a formal you and an informal you. And, like, if you use the wrong one, you could really offend somebody with, like, because it's the, I remember in Parks and Rec, April said, you will refer to me in the formal usted.
Yes, I love it. It's so good. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's good stuff, but.
But, I mean, the other thing is that even if you're trying, people will appreciate it.
Right.
So it's like,
if you come in and you're just like, type,
yeah,
and let it say it for you, it's like, really? Yeah, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, like, Emily just is a dick. She doesn't even try, like, she's, like, studying.
Yeah.
But that's the confusing thing. So, like, they show her in a French class several times, and, like, she does Rosetta Stone and all this shit, but then she still does the thing.
Like, she never, like, makes an effort to talk to, like, have a conversational.
Yeah, and so there's no point in learning French if you're, or the language of wherever you are, if you're not going to try and use it. Because, I mean, I remember in school, you know, if you actually tried, you'd be, like, the nerd or whatever, and people would make fun of you. But it's, like, but if you're not trying, like, kids carry that kind of mentality even to Spain, which is why people can't fucking understand us. It's because they just say the, like, they say it in, like, such a thick American accent that it's wrong.
I know. Oh,
and they can't understand us.
Can I have a quesadilla? Or quesadilla? Sorry, I meant to say it wrong.
And instead you said it right. I love it. Yeah. And, so, yeah, like, trying to get the accent. Yeah, like you have to at least try and get the accent right if you're going to try and speak a language.
I remember, this is kind of stupid, but I remember in high school taking Spanish, every one would, like, try to do really well on the test because my Spanish teacher would give stickers on them. Oh, my gosh. And, you could collect them on your notebook. I still have it. And, like, I have a bunch of stickers on it. I was like, I just want to fill this with stickers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel like American schools are too competitive for language teaching.
Yeah.
Because, really, it's literally just, like, you're going to get this wrong. You just have to try.
Yeah.
And if you try... That's all that counts. Like, if you can try and get your point across.
Yeah, I think also American culture is like so individualistic.
Yeah,
it's just like, you go to a place that's like not like that, and you're like, not gonna try and blend in and do what other people do here. It's like, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't like Emily in Paris. Like, the primary reason. There are a lot of other reasons.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So many reasons. But
Emily is so entitled.
But, yeah, like, she is the epitome of American entitlement.
Yeah.
And that feeling of, like, I can go anywhere I want, do anything. I can be successful anywhere.
Right.
And the thing is, I would enjoy that if she got knocked down a couple levels.
Yeah, she needed to be humbled so badly.
She needed, like, that kick in the nuts to,
right.
Bring her down and, like, they just never did it. Instead, it's just, like, she overcame it. It's, like, that just made her so much more entitled.
Yeah.
Like, by the end of the show, she was worse than when she got there.
Oh, my God, that's true. Although, there's this one scene that bugs me so fucking much, and it's when she's at the restaurant, and she tries to send the food back, and they're, like, this is what you ordered. This is right. She was, like, and her friend, Mindy, was, like, here, just switch with me, because she, like, didn't want to cause the whole scene, which... another thing I want to talk about afterwards, but then she was like, no, the customer's always right, and I was like, I want to smack you. That's, like, so rude.
I mean, that's the thing where it's, like, I think that mentality is kind of disappearing in the States anyways, because
younger generations are, like,
even younger generations. For me, like, the places I've worked, it's very much, we have each other's back.
Yeah.
And, like, if someone, is getting mad at me for something that I can't control, then it's not the customer's always right. It's call my manager because he will take them down a notch.
Right.
And that, like, I've had to do that. And it, like, for me, it's never been the customer's always right. It's we'll try to accommodate.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we look out for each other first.
And it's, like, it's one thing if, like, your order is, like, completely different. You're like, I'm sorry, I didn't order this. But it's, like, she ordered that. She just didn't like the way it was prepared.
Also, I mean, that's just kind of, like, you wouldn't know because you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not supposed to cook steak until it's shoe leather.
Yeah, that is true.
And so, like, she's, like, she's wrong on so many levels in that scene. But.
Yeah. But another thing I wanted to point out that I thought was... really fun, note the sarcasm, is that another side character who's the best friend who's a minority and is just there for advice and support.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I would like to see a show about, what's her name again?
Mindy.
Mindy, yeah. I would like to see a show about her because her story is so much better.
Yeah.
Like, just remember what she's saying where she's like, she got, like, so the character got humiliated on... a singing show, and she's from China, and so she is nannying in Paris because her family doesn't support her, versus Emily, who comes from the United States and just goes, fuck it, this is the US now.
Right.
Versus Mindy, who, like, she kind of overcomes her own challenges and then moves to Paris
and she's, like, following integrates her own dreams.
Yeah, she, like, integrates herself into the French culture.
Because, like, her dad wanted her to go to business school and take over their family business and all that, and she's like, I don't really want that. I want to do this. And it's, like, it seems so much more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, no, it's she's a much better character, but she's given such a small role. It's really sad.
And that happens in most things.
Yeah. Because, God forbid, the main character not be white.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, did I just say that?
Oh, my God, that's
I'm so sorry.
Out there, Jenna.
Oh, my God. But it's, honestly, it's kind of funny that, like, this is just an example, like, two examples, I guess, but there's Crazy Rich Asians, and then there's Black Panther. And when those movies came out, it was like, oh, my gosh, the representation. It's like, no, this... like, we shouldn't be glorifying that.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's nice. Yeah. But it, like, and, like, just think about the fact that that's the first time that has happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that points out a problem.
Yeah. Like, shouldn't you fix that in
Hollywood?
But
anyways.
But I digress.
But I digress, yeah. And also, I mean, I think Emily kind of does get taken down a notch, but it's because she fucked a 17-year-old.
Oh, my God.
And then they all laugh about it.
Oh, my God. I watched that scene. My mouth hung open. I looked like a fish. I was like,
We are not a codfish. Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, here's the thing. The character who played the 17-year-old... Okay, you can tell the show is American because they cast the actor who played 17 as, like, 26.
Oh, yeah. Real here. Oh, yeah.
Because he did not look 17. So, mm-hmm. like, watching that, I was, like, not uncomfortable. It's like, oh, they're kissing. Oh, they're having sex. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because you know? I was like, oh, he's, like, her age.
Yeah.
Nope!
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, basically, there's this episode. Emily has a friend whose family owns a...
Like a champagne winery kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like a vineyard.
A vineyard, more or less. Yeah. And so this friend takes her to the vineyard to, like, meet her family and everything. And she tells Emily beforehand, like, I want you to meet my brother. And so Emily meets her brother. And it, like, the entire episode, it kind of builds up this, like, steamy romance. And then they fuck. And then the next scene is, like, she goes down to breakfast with a hickey. And... the girl's like, oh, I want you to meet my brother. And it's a, like, different man sitting across the table.
I thought I already met your brother. And she's like, well, yeah, but he's 17. And I...
Yeah.
So I stopped breathing.
It turns out that this girl has two brothers, one of whom is their age and the other is 17. And she fucked a 17-year-old.
And they just laughed. And the mother was like, so is he a good lover? And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I looked it up because I was like, you know, in Ohio, the age of consent is 16.
Yeah, it could be different in... If France, but
yeah, but and so I looked it up. The age of consent is 18 in France.
oh no!
Yeah, so
that's statutory rape.
Yeah, so they really just laughed it off.
They said that's cool, whatever.
Yeah, and like that's really not okay because like Emily's super embarrassed about it, which is great. Like she should be.
She knows it was wrong.
She knows it was wrong, and all that. But then also. They just kind of...
They laugh.
Like, all the other characters are just like, oh, it's fine. Ha, 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 ha. Like, that's embarrassing for you. And it's, like, just a little more than embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, not illegal.
Yeah. And the mom is, like, invested in it. And she's like... So Emily goes, that wasn't his first time, was it? And she goes, oh, no, did it seem like it? And it's like...
Oh, what? No, let's...
Yeah, and so...
I don't want to unpack that family dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing. But basically... Emily goes to Paris. She goes to this office and tries to implement her own way of doing things, which everyone else doesn't vibe with, but she does it anyways and like basically has this whole mindset of like, I'm right. I'm gonna be successful here. I'm not gonna speak your language. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And then she goes and ruins a relationship, fucks a 17-year-old. And what else? What else does she do?
Oh, well.
So many things.
She also, so she's friends with this girl who is dating her downstairs neighbor.
This is the same girl whose brother she fucked.
Yes.
And she really screwed this girl over.
She really did.
And this character, she's so nice.
She's so nice.
She looks a lot like you.
Oh my, thank you.
But she's so nice.
Oh my God, are you calling
she's
me
like, maybe. Mindy and what's her name again?
Camille.
Camille. Yeah. So Mindy and Camille are the two best characters. Camille is, you know, the friend who's
she's
17-year-old brother she fucked.
Yeah,
and all that.
Her family owns like the vineyard. She's dating
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, Emily's neighbor, who Emily wants to bone so bad.
And okay, here's the other thing.
She kissed him twice while she knows that like. Well, the first time she didn't know that he had a girlfriend, so I guess that's kind of that's excusable.
But the other thing is that. No one really talks about the fact that this man is a dick.
Yeah.
Because he flirts with Emily the entire fucking time.
And that's the thing. It's like, oh, he kind of, the first time that she kissed him, I was like, okay, he led her on to think that he was single.
Yeah.
So that's not on her.
Yeah, that's but not like, on her. That's his fault.
Yeah, but the fact that she still is like, oh, I'm going to kiss you and I'm still going to flirt with you. We're still going to, like, be kind of inappropriate, even though I'm friends with your girlfriend. And,
yeah.
Like,
Oh my god, the worst scene, I think. I mean, other than when she finds out that she fucked a 17-year-old. Right. They're sitting at Camille's family's dinner table because Gabrielle also went to the vineyard.
Yeah.
And he's making a ton of sexual innuendos.
Oh my god. Yeah, about, like, they're eating chicken. He's like, isn't his cock great? And I was yeah. Stop that. Stop that right now.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Oh, and then he says something about his eggplant. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you're making all these sexual innuendos to this girl to be, like, flirty and teasing in front of your goddamn girlfriend.
And her family.
And her entire family, who, by the way, adores him and wants to buy him a restaurant.
So, that's interesting.
So,
that's...
it's just... I want to say, normally, if there are a lot of dislikable characters in a... like, in a show or a movie, that's kind of a good sign, because, like, that means that there's a diverse character set.
Yeah, and
it's so they're the characters that you love, and they're the characters that you hate. So I think the
characters that you love to hate.
Yes, yes, like Emily. Yeah. and so, you know, that's, they did well with the characters, I think, but, like, like, as in making them dislikable.
Yeah.
But I don't think they intended for the characters to be dislikable.
Yeah, they really said, oh, these characters are fun. You'll love them.
I'm like, no, I have why to would think, I like them? I have to think that whoever wrote the show is just a horrible person.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say that because it's so judgmental.
Yeah.
But it's so much written, like, you're supposed to root for all the characters, even though they're horrible people.
Yeah.
And it's really weird. Because you're watching it, and it's, like, it's really pretty. I like these characters, you know? Some fun, quirky things happen, and it's, like, entertaining. But these people are horrible. And there's just something off about the show because of that. Because, like, it's just, they're all horrible people. But it's written so that you have to root for them.
And it's not like, oh, they're horrible people, but it's funny. Like, for instance, I've been watching Glee. And Sue Sylvester, a terrible person. But God, I love her so much. She's so mean, and it's the best thing ever.
She's meant to be funny.
Yeah.
These characters, it's meant to be like, ooh, there's sexual tension. But then it's like, but you think about the situation, you're like, that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that really, that's not cool.
Like, it's supposed to be like, oh, haha, he's teasing her because they like each other, but he has a girlfriend. And then you're like, but he has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
And he's sitting at their family's dinner table.
Yep.
While they talk about how they want to buy him a restaurant. Just, it's...
That's like... That's a show, big investment. And you're saying that's like...
Yeah. I mean, my main problem with the show is that it glorifies the American...
ideals?
Attitudes.
Yeah, that pissed me off because, so much.
Because, like, this girl really does go to this office. Everyone hates her. She shakes things up.
Yeah.
But in the most arrogant way possible. And then they, like by the end of the season, you're just like, she's doing all right. She, like, gets the man that she shouldn't get. She is successful in a field that she shouldn't be successful in.
Yeah, and it's, like,
in a city that she shouldn't be successful in because she doesn't speak the fucking language.
Right. It's, like, one thing to go there and, like, try hard and do well at your job, but it's, like, it's a completely another thing when you go there and you're, like, I want to do well, but in the way that I do well. I don't want to adhere to your standards.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can really do that.
Yeah.
And so she does end up getting, quote-unquote, fired at some point, but then they end up keeping her because, like, oh, she saved something. She saved an account.
It's
like
that she fucked up in the first place, too. So.
Yeah, also, sorry, there's so much in this show.
There really is. There's a lot going on.
So I wanted to talk about the guy who fucks her boss and also has a wife.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. But he's like this multimillionaire, like, big account at the advertising firm.
He sells perfume or something.
Yeah, he sells perfume, I think. And, like, he has an affair with Emily's boss. I forget her name, too.
Sylvie, I think?
Sylvie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has an affair with Sylvie. And, they, like, I don't know if, they make it seem like, oh, well, in France, everyone has an affair. Right,
that also...
But it's, like, I don't know if that's true. I doubt it.
That kind of bugs me, because it's, like, I'm sure there's a there's plenty of French people who have committed relationships.
Yeah, but that's kind of like a thing everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. There is a,
like, everyone has affairs.
People really like to cheat on their significant others.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck men. But
but also it's like, it kind of bugs me because it like makes it seem like, oh, she knows about it. Yeah. And then like, they also seem like, they try to make it seem like all French people are like so sex crazed.
Yeah. But again, that's like, that's our first impression of it. And like, so I was watching the show, I was like, is that real?
Is that just like how they're trying to portray it? Or is that an actual thing? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. If that is real, okay. Cool. I guess, cool.
You know?
If it's not.
As long as it's all consenting, yeah. I don't care.
If it's really not accurate, then that's a really bad way to portray.
Fucked up. Yeah. Yeah.
But the other thing I was wondering is like, I don't know, but would French actors and actresses, like they had, would they agree to play a role that is so inaccurate to their culture?
I don't know. Because it could be also like, I haven't really seen them anywhere else besides Lily Collins. So like, is it be like, oh my God, this is my first big break? Because I know there are,
that's
like,
kind of what I was wondering.
Because there are a lot of like shows that are like really inaccurate and they'll cast like people from that culture.
You know, it would be really fucked up. So there's this scene kind of early on where they have they're like shooting a commercial for this perfume and it has this woman walking naked down a path and all of the men that they hired are like staring at her, and Emily speaks up and she's like, that's not good, that's like sexist for XYZ reasons. How fucked up would it be if the French actors and actresses did that and they just went, ah, it's fine? But then they have a show where we're not going to think about that.
Yeah, I'm just going to.
This is all hypothetical.
Yeah.
We don't know anything. But yeah, it's. Yeah,
that'd be pretty iffy.
See, this is why, like, I don't think the show is good for a lot of reasons. But the main thing is that it kind of encourages us to continue having that mindset of, like, we can be successful anywhere because we're American.
Yeah.
Fuck no!
Yeah, that's such
Also, you go to France, and she basically just fucks a bunch of guys, and, like, they're all really into her because she's, like, the American girl. And I'm like, I feel like that's just not a healthy way to... Because, like,
Lily Collins is very attractive. Yeah. Yes. But also, really? Like, you really said this is the move for the show? Yeah.
Well, also, so whenever I was in Italy, because we did, like, my high school did an exchange. So we would host Italian students for 2 weeks, and then we would go for 2 weeks. And there were a lot of girls who went and with that Emily attitude of, like, I'm just here to have the adventure of a lifetime and fuck some Italian guys and drink because I can and, like, just didn't necessarily care about actually learning about the culture or anything, which was the purpose of the trip, because it's an immersion experience, because we literally stayed with Italian families. But they really, like, they would, like, before they left, I know girls who would, like, go on a break with their boyfriend because, literally because they wanted to go fuck guys.
Holy shit.
So, like, that's a very not good, like, speaking from experience.
Yeah.
That's not a healthy way to go into a trip where you're going to be immersed in another culture, where it's, like, you're basically just abusing them for your own, like...
Personal gain,
I guess. And, like, the story's like, oh my gosh, I'm an Italian lover. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. No, you don't. Like, that's so...
That's...
It's just really fucked up that is a thing. And so, when I was watching the show, I was like, that is, like...
Yeah.
Emily was every girl on that trip that I hated.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I hated them, their personalities. It was just, I hated the attitude of, like, I'm just here for shits and giggles, and I'm gonna fuck Italian men because, like, no consequences.
Right.
And it's like,
hey, when you leave the country, there are still consequences.
Yeah.
Crazy, like, how that works.
Insane. You know, because then you have to go home to your loving boyfriend who you went on a break for and be like, yeah, I fucked an Italian guy. And that's not going to go well.
Yeah.
Like, it's not no consequences.
Yeah.
It's just... And so, you know, Emily has that whole attitude, but then everything turns out okay for her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not how it works.
That's...
First of all, almost none of those girls got any sex from Italian guys. just a heads up, that didn't happen, because that's a fantasy. That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so... Kind of, it just, I guess for me, it's frustrating because my senior year, I worked with my Italian teacher to kind of get that attitude out of the exchange program. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, the president of the, fucking, I forget what they called it, but I was...
Like, international club, or... Because I know my school had an international club where we talk about other cultures and stuff, but I don't know.
So we had Italian club, and then we had the ambassadors, which was all about making sure that our school was welcoming to the Italian students and the our Chinese foreign exchange students and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we worked a lot on our own school to kind of make it culturally accepting.
Yeah.
But then... there was also the problem of when we're going places, how do we do this?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we worked really hard to try and kind of make sure that students who were going actually wanted to go for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And, like, I worked so fucking hard because I care about, you know,
yeah,
culture and everything.
Right.
And so, like, I worked really hard to kind of steer it in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And then to see this show come out that just, it immortalizes that attitude of, like, when you go abroad, you get to fuck guys. Everyone will speak English.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You don't have to learn the language. Oh, my God.
Do you want an experience where you'll get lots of sex? where you'll get to drink everything you want with no consequences? And everyone will bend to your will because you're foreign? Go to Europe. No!
No, that's not how that works.
That's not the point. And it's just, because I think when people go to different countries, the attitude should be, let's go experience this.
Yeah.
And then we'll have, like, a broader perspective on the world.
Right.
Because, like, that wasn't necessarily my attitude when I went the first time. It was just kind of like, I want to go see Italy. And
that is fair. It's a, I've never been there, I don't know, but from pictures, it looks like a beautiful place, and honestly, I would just want to see it.
I mean, that's the thing, like, I studied Latin for my freshman, sophomore years, so I was a big, like, Roman history geek.
Oh, I feel like I
And so that's the bigger reason of why I went, but also just, like, for personal reasons, like, I was really, shy, and so I was like, I want to break out of my shell, go stay with a family that I have never met before, and it fucking worked. And so, you know, there was that aspect of, like, personal gain, but I was very, like, open-minded because literally the only expectation I had was, like, I'm gonna go see Italy. That's cool.
And it's, like, I feel like personal, like, wanting personal gain is fine as long as it isn't at the expense of other people. So, and
like,
that's
I'm gonna go fuck guys,
right? And, like, the only other people involved in that is, like, the host family, who are willing to host somebody. It's not like that's, like, at their expense, kind of. Like, you're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Exploiting them.
So. Yeah, and then, you know, one of the students that I hosted, I loved her to death, but she was not very, I guess, observant of, like, the differences between Ohio and Italy, and so it's kind of weird because you don't see that much in terms of, like, you know, usually it's the American going and not speaking the language and not really understanding, like, how things work, but it was the Italian student, and so, like, speaking from the perspective of someone who experienced that on the flip side, it's not fun because this girl, so, like, Ohio's very spread out,
right?
Like,
yes, I am aware.
Yes, everything takes, like, a half-hour car ride to get to.
There is so much corn.
There's so much corn. And then also, you know, just American life is very busy. Like, my schedule in high school, I would go to school, go to tennis, go home and do homework, go to bed.
Yeah.
Every single day. And the Italian students are very much used to being able to hop on the tram and just go throughout the city, like, anywhere they want, just hop on that because everything is more compact. And so that was one thing. And then the other thing was she didn't speak English very well. So she just wanted to be around the other Italian students the entire time, which I get because
you can talk to them.
Yeah, she could talk to them. She was, you know, making friends, and that's great. I totally get that. It was just that it was a challenge for my family because I would have, you're not going to know the geography of Columbus.
Sort of.
So,
very vaguely.
I had a tennis match because I was on the team. I had a tennis match in New Albany, which is, like, 45 minutes from where I lived.
Okay.
Because it's in Columbus, but it's, like, one of those, like, suburbs, and so...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we were in New Albany, and the suburb that I live in is Dublin, which is, like, opposite
I know end. Where Dublin is, because they have the big ceramic corn.
Yes, they do.
Or
so much corn.
There is so much corn.
I have a picture of myself in the corn. Oh, it's really fun. yeah, so...
So much corn.
Apparently all of the Italian students that night were going to, like, a high school soccer game in Dublin. So there was a soccer match a soccer game in Dublin, and then I had a tennis match in New Albany, and all of the Italian students were at the soccer game in Dublin, and so that she, like, kept asking if we could go to the soccer game, and I was like, we literally can't get there right now because my match isn't over. Like, I have to stay until all my teammates are done.
Yeah.
So we're not done here, and it's also 45 minutes away. So by the time we get there, it'll be over. Yeah. And, like, she didn't understand because, first of all, I was speaking.
That scared Finny.
My bad. My bad. It's fine. Everything's fine. Just knocked something over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a lot of editing to do.
Oh, no.
Or I'll just leave it all in.
Yeah.
No one listens anyways. I'm joking. I have, like, 4 listeners. It's fine. Yeah, so it was very stressful on my end, just not being able to communicate.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of this girl not quite getting, like, hey, it's a different culture.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, it's, like, that just should make everyone... more motivated to, you know, blend into the culture, understand it, adapt to it. And I think that that is one thing that Americans are not, is adaptable.
Yeah, really. We
and this show really just went, you don't have to be adaptable.
Right. And that's, like, that's so fucked up, because it's, like, yeah, I guess, like, we're so used to people adapting to us. Like, whenever somebody who's not from America or an English speaking area comes to America, we're like, speak English. And
yeah.
It's like, no, that's not.
Yeah. And it's like, if we can do that, then the French can definitely say, hey, Emily, you have to speak French, you fucking asshole.
Right. Seriously.
And then they paint the French as, like, these mean, horrible people judging her for not speaking French. What do you mean? Of course they're judging her for going, like, to work in Paris, like, and not speaking French.
It's like, okay, if you're going on, like, a trip, like, I understand, like, learning a few words, it's gonna be, like, because, I mean, becoming fluent in a language takes years and stuff.
Yeah.
So I understand learning, like, phrases and words when you're going to talk to people. But if you're going to live somewhere and work somewhere, like...
If you're gonna be there for, I would say, more than a month or more than a couple weeks, you definitely do need to know a little bit of the language.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that, like... I did when I was going when I went to Italy for the first time. I didn't speak any Italian. I did like Duolingo stuff, and then the two daughters that I stayed with spoke really good English, and so, you know, I learned bits and pieces while I was there. But if I could go back in time and change that, I would be like, okay, you're fucking studying Italian before you go on this trip, you fucking asshole, because like they loved, you know, talking like that. That's part of the fun thing, or that's one of the fun things about going, is you get to compare language things.
Yeah.
And so you know, it's just like it's a lot of fun. But also, if I were to go again, or which I did, like I studied Italian the second time, so it's like, because I knew, I was like, I don't want to do that, put people in that position where they have to speak English all the time.
Because
literally my host the first time, she spoke a lot of different languages. And so we went to her grandma's house. Her grandma only spoke Italian.
Okay.
And her mom spoke French and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spoke English. But we, like, while we were walking to her grandmother's house, we were, like, counting the numbers in Spanish and, like, saying days of the week and everything just for fun. And, then we got there, and she was speaking English to me, Italian to her grandmother, and then she wanted to say something about her boyfriend to her mom, but her grandma didn't know she had a boyfriend yet, so she had to speak in French.
Oh my god.
All within the span of like 20 minutes.
That's insane.
It was impressive.
Go her.
Yeah, I know, right? And then there's Emily in Paris.
And then there's Emily in Paris, yeah. Oh my god.
The show should really be called Emily Goes and Fucks Dudes in Paris While Being a Complete and Total Asshole.
honestly.
I'm so sorry. There are good things about the show.
Yeah, there are, yeah. I'm trying to think of some now.
Well, it kept me engaged, which is, like,
yeah,
it's really hard for me to focus on shows and movies, and so the fact that it kept me engaged was good, but I, like, for the life of me, I don't know why. I think it was out of anger.
Damn. I get that, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't, like, super engaged in the show.
Well, yeah, I kind of made you finish it.
Yeah.
Which
is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, you know, I had to watch it for this, and I'm good with that. But it's because I watch everything anyway. So, but I don't know. It's, like, nothing, like, made me want to keep watching it and, like, root for the characters, you know? So I was, like...
Yeah.
And after she had sex with the 17-year-old, I was like, I really want to turn this off.
Yeah.
I want to stop watching this right now.
That was about when I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because I was already mad.
Yeah.
And then that happened and I was like twitching. Yeah. I was like, excuse me? You're just going to like sweep this under the rug? Like, this is a funny event.
It's never talked about for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I know.
Just that one episode.
Well, this is why I think that the people who wrote the show are just terrible people. They used it just as like a
comedic device.
Yeah, a comedic device. And I'm like, no.
No, that's not cool. That is not
That's
cool.
like, that could be a whole other plot line where she goes to jail.
Oh my god. I would be interested in that. Yes. And then she'd be like in a French jail and she'd be like, bonjour.
Yeah, she'd be like, can I have my phone so I can Google translate this? God.
That's another thing that really pissed me off is how many followers that she gained on Instagram. I'm like, nothing that you post is interesting. You would not be getting followers left and right.
So one of the side plots, for those of you who haven't seen the show, and for that I commend you.
Yeah, good for you.
Probably better not to. She like starts an Instagram profile called Emily in Paris. And
Whoa, that's the title.
Oh my gosh. And she basically just takes pictures of everything she sees and just posts with like hashtag Emily in Paris and And you're right, nothing she posts is worthy of the number she gets so many followers.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, for what?
Yeah.
Nothing you post is actually interesting. This isn't good content. Oh my god, I don't want to watch you eat a croissant. I don't care.
I mean, I guess if she was doing something unique, like photographing? Jesus Christ. Photographing, like...
It's like, it's 10. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's tired time.
Yeah.
Like, if she were photographing, you know...
Interesting things.
Interesting things, like beautiful faces, I would get
but like
something
they're just
a
like
little
really
different
shitty pictures that well, she just takes like real
she,
quick.
I think one of the first ones they show is like she steps in dog shit and then she takes a picture of the dog.
Yeah, and
it's, then
she's
like
it's Meredith or Merit or something. I don't
know. Yeah, the French word for shit. She's like, mind the shit. And it's just like, that's not funny.
Yeah.
It's not interesting. I don't want to know that you stepped in dog shit.
Right.
Because same. Life.
That just happens sometimes.
And it's actually funny because I hate to keep comparing my experiences to this.
Oh, that's fair. Like, you actually had, like, an abroad
And it's experience. Obviously it's, like, a different culture, but it's just, like, I experienced similar people going on the trip. And so there were these two girls who went on the trip my junior year, so the second time, and they started an Instagram account, and it was, like, the two girls' names.
Oh.
And then it was, like...
Was it in Italy or something?
No. It wasn't, like, Becky and Lori in Italy. It was more just, like, Becky and Lori. And then...
Is that actually their names, or did you just make it
up? I just made it up.
Okay.
But, like, no one followed the account.
Yeah,
because it's not interesting.
Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah. Like, low-key, people get called assholes after they get back from an experience abroad because, like... They talk about it, and then people are just like, you fucking asshole, why are you talking about this so much? And it's like, also, I had a life-changing experience, God.
Also, I don't know if it's, like, an American thing to do this, but it's like, I feel like we think people care so much about us when they, like, nobody fucking cares that you, like...
Well, we are the social media generation.
That is true. I get that. And it's like, okay, if you're, like, doing something that's interesting, or you're talking about something that's interesting, then it's like, great. But, like, when you just decide, like, oh, my God. I remember in middle school, all these girls in my class were starting, like, Instagram accounts that were, like, makeup and, like, clothes and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, you wear Uggs. Shut the fuck up. Literally no one cares.
It's just for quick trips outside. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But when you wear, and or it's like, oh, my God, you have a sweatshirt from Pink. First of all, I mean, I've never
First of all, pink clothes, I've always thought were tacky.
Oh, yeah.
And they're even tackier now that they're out of style. Sorry, but it's true.
It was, like, one of those things where it's, like, okay, I wasn't with them. Like, I didn't hang out with, like, the cool girls or anything. Yeah. So I was always, like, oh, man, what if I wore pink? And then my mom's, like, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, it's, because, like, it is, like, expensive clothing.
Yeah, it's like, expensive and clothing, and it's literally hates, just, like,
it's just a, they're, it's just free advertisement for them.
Yeah.
And it's, like, my mom hated that, too. She was, like, yeah. She was, like, you don't need brand clothing.
It's, I'm,
like,
tacky.
That's fair. Like, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So I was, like, yeah, I was, like, really nobody cares about, like,
yeah,
your sense of style when you're 10.
Like, yeah. Also, I feel like no one cared. I mean, personally, I think no one would care about Emily in Paris if that were an actual account. Like, yeah. I feel like people would go and make memes out of it.
Oh, my God, 100%. Like,
I mean, they're already making memes out of the show, so.
Right. But it's, like, again, nothing interesting that she's posting.
Yeah. Like, she posts a bunch of pictures with, like, Camille and Mindy, and it's just, like, who's looking at this? And says, oh, my gosh, she has a friend.
It's, like, you must be really lonely. That's what it's
like. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. It's kind of, like, some writers out there just really don't know how actual life works. Because, like, you know, to all the boys, those movies, they're written about high school, but it's, like, some older person's idea of what high schoolers behave like.
Yeah, that's one thing I hate about, like, a lot of Netflix shows.
Yeah.
Or, like, I guess even, like, Riverdale does it, and it's not technically a Netflix show, but it's on Netflix.
But they'll put, like, a bunch of emojis.
Oh, my God, like, the fucking emojis. That sends me through the roof. It makes me so mad.
The only acceptable thing that they could use that would be, like, super accurate is if they were like, yeah, I just got run over by a car with, like, three laughing emojis.
Or, no, not even that. If they just, like, said, like, put a bunch of hearts or, like, that little, like, twinkle one. Yeah. You know, I love that one. Or then I'll,
the
like,
little
say,
sparkle.
Or if, like, my friends are, like, ask me about something and I say, like, no, I'll put a heart after it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, am I pretty? I'm like, no. No, I'm kidding. I would never say that. But it's, like, that kind of situation.
Yeah, no, I feel like people don't really use emojis that much.
Yeah, or, like, they'll turn it into, like, nonsense. They'll be like, oh, my God, I can't believe she just said that to me. Plain emoji.
Yeah.
Toilet paper emoji.
Yeah.
Hospital building emoji. I'm like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? Stop it. It's not funny.
And so I kind of feel like the person who wrote Emily in Paris was more accurate in terms of how Emily used technology.
That is, yeah, that's
but also, fair. Every fucking selfie she took was a duck face.
Oh my God. And here's the thing. I'll do that with a little peace sign, but that's because I'm a depressed bisexual.
And so really, it just kind of emphasized that Emily is, like, you know, 30-something and still stuck in trends from, I don't know, 2014.
I thought that was, I'm going to say that's, like, 2012, because I remember, like, being in, like, sixth grade or something when that came out, and I was, like, when that came about and stuff, so I was, like, okay.
Yeah, and so, like, that makes it even worse to consider that she got so many followers, because this girl is clearly not up with internet trends, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, it's just that, like, statistically speaking, people who are not up with internet trends will have fewer followers, because it's just a thing.
And it's like, she acts like a millennial too. That's not to shit on millennials, but it's like, some of them I want to shit on. Some of them I need to.
I think we can shit on the ones that are like Emily.
That's okay.
Because I feel like just any person like Emily, we can shit on them.
That's,
like, literally.
Literally,
I want to go take a shit on her. I'm joking. I would never.
Sorry, guys. I'm gonna take a fat dose real quick.
No, I love Lily Collins. I would never.
Oh, it's my God. Yeah, she's great.
But it's just sometimes that show, just remembering some of the things that she says and does, God. It just kind of fucking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that I'm, like, super enlightened or whatever. It's just kind of like, this show's, like, very actively problematic, and now it's nominated for a Golden Globe.
That's bullshit. It wasn't even good.
You know what else was nominated for a Golden Globe?
What?
The Mandalorian. I do not put those two on the same playing field.
I actually haven't seen The Mandalorian.
It's pretty good.
All right.
Okay. The Mandalorian.
All right.
Well-loved.
Yes.
You know, very, very well done. Baby Yoda, obviously.
Very cute.
Appeals to a very wide audience.
Yeah.
And then Emily in Paris, which is just fucking...
Appeals to who? Exactly.
The girls that went to Italy with me.
Oh, okay.
And that's a very small percentage of the population.
Like, what, like 5 people?
Yeah.
Damn, they're the 1%.
Yeah. Did I watch it? Yes. Was I happy about it? No. Even as I was watching it, and I was like, why can't I stop watching this? I was like, it's because I'm mad.
See, that's how I feel about some shows. Like, I did watch some of Riverdale. Yeah. I'm just exposing myself as watching bad TV. It's true. I hate watch so much, and I know it's bad because producers only look at the ratings, and they're like, oh, a bunch of people are watching, like, Riverdale. Let's make more. And I'm like, no, I fucking hate it. You need to stop. But then it's, like, so bad that I can't stop watching.
You know what? You're doing everyone who loves Riverdale a favor. So look at it that way.
Oh my god, no, they don't deserve any favors.
Okay, there are like 3 different types of people who love Riverdale, and it's teenage girls, middle school girls, and their moms.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But there are 2 types of people who...
But it's like written by definitely, I'm going to say like 40-year-old men.
Which show?
Riverdale,
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And that pisses me off so much. Because it's like, here's the thing. I hate to shit on things that, like, teenage girls love. Because teenage girls already get so much shit for everything that they're interested in. So it's like, yeah. I hate to shit on that. But I'm going to shit on it if a 40-year-old man made it.
100%. Because anything that a 40-year-old man makes should not appeal to a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being, like, a 40-year-old man and just going, I'm going to make a show that will make so many teenage girls happy and horny.
I'm just creating an environment that is so toxic.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah. And especially because it's, like, they do show, like, a lot of, like sexier scenes and stuff. And I'm like,
Also,
like, this character is supposed to be, like, 17.
Yeah. And it's being directed by a 40-year-old man.
Yeah. That's a little...
cringe.
That's iffy to me.
Yeah. I'm like... looking back, because, you know, it appealed to us when we were, I mean, I guess, not really to me, but like, stuff like that, it, I guess, like, made us,
I feel like a bunch of younger girls watch it, and then they feel more mature, and they want to act that
and
way.
And they feel more mature, and then, you know, it kind of, like, normalizes being sexually active, which I guess is okay.
Yeah, but then that's not super great for... minors.
Yeah.
Especially because then they'll be like, oh, this, like, older guy might be interested in me.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, I know so many books, like, YA books and movies that were like, oh, she's 15 and he's 18. It's like, no!
No, that's illegal.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Because even if you look, okay, so that's basically, like, a high school, okay, let's say it's 14 and 17. That's a high school freshman and a high school senior. That's a big maturity difference.
That really is. And it always kind of bugged me in high school when I would see seniors dating freshmen. Because I'd be like, okay, that person was just in middle school and you're about to be a full-grown adult.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's complete... I mean, it is only 4 years apart, I guess. But that's, it's still such
the big leap. Mental and emotional maturity is so different from those 4 years.
Yeah. And somehow all of this wraps back around to Emily fucking a 17-year-old.
Wow!
She's like, what, 30-something?
Oh my god, no, she said the character was, like, in her 20s.
No.
No.
Definitely not. First of all, I love Lily Collins.
Yeah,
but she can't... She's
out of touch.
She has enough wrinkles on her face where you can tell that, like, it's just... And that's not, like, a bad thing.
Yeah.
She's still fucking hot. 10 out of 10. Hot.
She's an amazing actress.
Yeah.
She's an actress, super talented.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, a factual thing, like... her face has aged.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
And that is okay.
Yeah, which is normal and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's just
and
that
even though, like, Emily Hollywood is... and the music industry tends to hate women over 30,
but
that is, I would like to say, incorrect. They should not, because
yes.
women over 30 are still great and are still talented.
So basically, Hollywood just likes...
Fuck you, Hollywood!
Hollywood just likes 20-year-olds and fetuses.
Yeah.
They're like, which is creepy.
They're like, how can we sexualize minors today?
Yeah. So... Oh my gosh. Yeah.
This took a turn.
Yes, it did. Honestly, I think it's been a good conversation, though.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll wrap it up, because it's been an hour of us just ranting about...
Oh my god, wait... It has been an hour now.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So, right. Watch Emily in Paris or don't. I can't control you. I recommend you don't. That way it doesn't get a second season.
No, it's already, I saw, like, when I finished it said that it's official.
Oh, no.
There's a second season coming.
Oh,
but
no.
Let's not watch it, so then it won't get a third.
Yes.
The ratings will go through the floor, not the roof.
Yes. Everyone boycott Emily in Paris because it makes me mad.
Because it makes me mad. You should care what I think.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
yeah.
It's very problematic for a lot of reasons. And normally I'm not the kind of person who would be like, don't watch this show because it's offensive, but don't watch this show!
Oh, I'm totally that person. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Because my greatest fear is that Americans will become even more American.
It's already the worst.
It's already the worst fucking country.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of attitude and everything. And
in terms of a lot of other things.
And many, many, many things.
Many more.
Many things.
I could go on for hours.
Honestly, yeah. Well, we're not going to do that tonight. But basically...
Maybe another day. Just hear me filled with rage.
Just pure rage. But yeah, like, normally I'm not the kind of person who'd be like, don't watch the show because it's offensive, or like, we can't watch that because XYZ. And like,
well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep interrupting.
No, it's okay.
I was just
gonna
say, that's like the reason I will not watch the live action Mulan. Like,
yeah,
besides, because there's the whole thing with where it was filmed with,
yeah,
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Uyghur Muslims were, like, yeah, they were in,
they
like,
were...
concentration camps and, like, all this other fucked up shit. And then, like, the main actress, she, like, supported police and, like, the whole Black Lives Matter thing.
She really outed herself,
so she
like that.
Really, she really said that. And I was like...
That's embarrassing.
That's not good. So...
The secondhand embarrassment I'm experiencing for her is just like, I'm so sorry for you and your mind.
So, I refuse to watch it. And also, none of the writing or, like, the production was Asian. So...
I think that's a problem.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I haven't watched it just because, like... I just don't want to. I'm just not interested.
Fair. Yeah.
Like, when they said live action Mulan, I went, heh.
Yeah.
And then I ignored it. But, the only thing I'm afraid of with Emily in Paris is, like, you know, that attitude we were talking about, you know, wanting to go abroad and fuck guys and live out your magical fantasy that actually has consequences.
Just write fan fiction. God.
Yeah.
That's
just write your own fan fiction. It actually very much plays out like a fan fiction.
It really does.
The entire show.
Yeah.
But anyways,
what's it based on? I want to know what fanfic, like, what.
Well, okay, the fact that the kissing booth is based on fanfiction.
Is it really? I just knew it was a Wattpad story.
Well, Wattpad.
Right, but like,
it plays out like a fanfiction.
Yeah, I just knew that Wattpad, like, some stories would be like actual original stories and like not based off of like people or like any interest. But I know there's a lot of stuff that's in the fan fiction.
Yeah, when I think of Wattpad, I just think of fan fiction.
As you should.
So that's kind of why I was like, the kissing booth is fan fiction, and it plays out like that.
Yeah.
Like, this was really some teenage girl just going, I wish this happened.
Okay.
It's a fan fiction for her own life.
Yeah. This is, like, completely off topic, but I need to say it.
Go for it.
I feel like so often, like, toxic relationships are romanticized and then, like, portrayed, and, like, those, like, are just left, like, impressions that are left on young, like, girls. So it's, like, I don't really want to shit on, like, 12, 13-year-old girls for writing this shit, because that's what they've been conditioned to think is, like, great and is, like, the good.
But it's when, like, you take that and make it into a movie.
Yeah, so I don't like that it's been... into a movie, because then, hey, that's gonna be impressionable on more young girls to think that it's okay to be treated like shit in a relationship.
Yeah, honestly, Netflix is just kind of toxic right now.
Yeah.
Like,
except for to all the boys I loved before.
Even then, it's a little questionable.
It's a little iffy sometimes.
It's a little iffy. First of all, I mean, this is like a whole other thing, but when I first saw it to all the boys, I have Asian American family, right. And I can kind of tell the difference between different like ethnicities. And so Lara Jean is supposed to be Korean, half Korean specifically. And I saw the actress and I was like, she is full on Vietnamese. And I looked it up and I was right.
Yes, she is.
And it bugs me. But it's just like they're good movies because they're pretty and whatever.
Yeah.
But like they still kind of play out like fan fiction.
Oh yeah. Well, definitely. It's like a romantic comedy YA novel, and that's just kind of how things tend to go.
The book is better. Stop saying.
Yeah, I never read them. But at least like in the first movie, I haven't like digested the last two to like fully enough to like see if it's like a toxic relationship. But the first one, it's not very toxic.
I mean, they're not toxic relationships. It's just kind of shallow.
Yeah,
like that's.
But they're in high school. Whatever. Yeah. That's. Kind
I mean,
of that
high
age.
School relationships are pretty shallow, anyways.
Right.
So, no offense to anyone in a high school relationship, but offense to everyone in a high school relationship.
You deserve it.
Loki. But yeah. So. Netflix is problematic. Emily in Paris is problematic, and my dog is choking.
I feel like she's gonna throw up. Is she okay?
She's been doing this. I think she like gets hairballs where she'll just go.
Oh my god, she really is a cat.
Yeah, she's literally just sat here on my lap the whole time, crawling back and forth between my lap and Hope's and choking. But next week I think. Cece and I might be talking about long-distance relationships.
Huh.
So thank you, everyone, for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.